Sup, y'all. You want to know the secrets? Here are the secrets. If you go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns, you can get early episodes, you can get bonus episodes, you can get super long episodes with special guests like Justin Robert Young and Hal Lublin and many more to come. Patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Secrets. Here's a chocolate bar. It is made mostly of chemicals, and you will die if you eat too many of them. Anyway, I gotta go. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. The food that we eat, Jeff.
Yeah?
We think about this a lot. We talk about this, I think, a great deal.
Yeah,
if not on the show, even just together when we're just, like, hanging out.
Food is my favorite topic.
It is mine, too, and it's our favorite topic for two very different reasons.
That's true.
Like, you are a lover of all things food.
I am.
And I am just, like, fascinated and confused by food.
But I just got on that Soylent train.
Did you really?
I had one yesterday.
I've been trying to get you to have a Soylent forever.
I know. They sponsored my show, so I started. And you know what?
Oh, so you sold out.
I sold out.
All it took was you selling out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I gotta say, the convenience is so nice.
Dude, it is like a Jetsons food pill.
It's amazing that I'm not hungry after I have one.
And you're not hungry.
Yeah. Anyway, this is not a commercial for Soylent, but I'm impressed.
It's great. I do it for a meal or two meals a day. Right now I'm doing it with a mix of other stuff, all three meals of a day, because I'm trying to get that Spider-Man in that Spider-Man shape for Comic-Con.
Get into that costume.
I gotta get into that costume. Yeah. But, one of the reasons I get asked a lot why I'm a vegetarian. That's one of the things that people ask me all the time.
Right.
And I usually, if you come up to me in person and you ask me why I'm a vegetarian, my answer to you will usually be, it's very personal and boring and it doesn't matter.
Right.
I'm not a vegetarian that likes talking about being a vegetarian. I think that's just...
That's called not being a vegan.
Well, vegetarians can get into it too, but yeah, I just like, I don't care. I think you should eat meat. Eat meat. Like, I don't give a shit. Right. I just don't. But one of the things that I will bring up is something that was written about this week. A book just came out called Real Food, Fake Food, Why You Don't Know What You're Eating and What You Can Do About It. It was by a guy named Larry Olmsted. And one of the things that he's doing to promote the book is he's giving out these sort of shorthand lists to different press outlets of the food that we eat that we think we're eating and what it actually is.
Uh-oh.
And this is one of the big reasons why I'm a vegetarian, is because most of this bait and switch shit that happens to you in restaurants, mostly, obviously, is meat-based.
Is it? Because I think there's some transgression with other things too, like
meats,
everything
and expensive
is
oils.
Yeah, expensive oils, stuff that has sugar and crap in it that we didn't think it did.
Well, that's different though. That's different. I'm talking specifically about ordering one type of food and getting something that is not that food.
Oh, I see. It's like going to a sushi restaurant and ordering the expensive fish, and little did you know it was tilapia the whole time.
Exactly. So one of the first things that they bring up in this article is sushi places.
Yeah.
Because sushi places, even the nice ones in the United States, are not serving you what they say they're serving you. And I love sushi. One of the things I miss, actually, is sushi.
Oh, I could eat sushi every day.
Oh, for sure. For sure. It is literally one of the most toxic things you can eat in the United States.
Oh, God.
Isn't that awful?
It's terrible.
Because it comes up, it has such a reputation as a clean food,
right,
a healthy food, an artisan food. You know what I mean? Like, here's a master who is slicing into the freshest fish exactly the right way.
Right.
And such blah, 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 blah. It's poison fish.
Yeah, I heard a thing on NPR where they like DNA tested, they just randomly DNA tested fish at restaurants, and something crazy like 60% of it wasn't the fish that they claimed it was on the menu.
Yeah, so the biggest thing here is white tuna.
Yeah.
Which is one of the top selling things in sushi restaurants, is the white tuna.
Right.
White tuna is almost never white tuna.
Oh.
Unless you go to one of those places that's like a Nobu in New York, right?
Or
like where it's just like, shit, this is like a $400 sushi dinner.
Yeah.
Unless you're going out for that, you are not getting white tuna.
What are you getting?
You're getting escalar, which is known to experts in the industry as the X-lax fish.
The X-lax, because it makes you shit?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's known as the Ex-Lax fish because of the intestinal havoc it wreaks, according to this article. It's actually, Escalar is actually banned in Japan because it's fucking poison. I mean, it's not poison, but you get what I'm like. You shouldn't eat it, but you're eating it.
But that's why it's so inexpensive, and we can throw it in all your sushi restaurants.
That's why you could have a white tuna roll or a white tuna piece of sushi for $2.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have that. Like, you can't have that.
So what do I do with this information, Anthony?
You don't eat white tuna. The salmon is also probably fake. Red snapper is also probably fake.
What is it?
Escalar is secretly one of the top-selling fish in America.
We love our Ex-Lax in America.
Larry Olmsted says, the chances of your getting white tuna you ordered at a typical New York sushi restaurant is zero.
Zero?
Never.
That seems like a very low number. Zero.
Never.
That seems a little... Is there
how
a
many times have you ordered white tuna, Jeff?
More than zero.
Like in the last month. What would you say? You've had... had sushi a couple times?
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm not having sushi now because my wife's pregnant, so I can't
solidarity.
Have...
Yeah. Solidarity. But before baby Kylo was on the way.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple times a month you'd have white tuna?
Definitely.
So two times a month, zero times two is... You've never had white tuna,
never
Jeff. You've had Escalar.
Is there like
at the
a...
best, you've had tilapia, which is a nothing fish. It's a cardboard fish.
Is there like a margin of error, like plus or minus anything?
Yeah, it's plus or minus zero.
Damn it!
It's plus or minus Nobu.
Zero times I've had
zero times. That's... You're eating the Ex-Lax fish, man.
Well, that does explain why my colon exploded.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Everything. It does explain why everything literally in my body has prolapsed. Everything? Literally everything. Yeah. I thought I was eating very healthy and just more and more things were prolapsing. I'm a human black hole.
What percent?
I'm a singularity.
What percent of your body has not prolapsed?
Zero.
It turns out zero.
Plus or minus a Nobu. So sushi is one of the biggest ones. One of the other biggest ones is olive oil.
Oh, this I have heard, that olive oil is often fake as fuck.
Olive oil is usually corn or a sunflower oil.
Yeah, the flavor of olive oil that everybody is like, olive oil, is not even the flavor of olive
oil. No, it's rancid.
Yeah.
People who have had actual olive oil consider that flavor to be literally rotten.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of soys and sunflower oils cut with chemicals.
Right.
And Olmsted says a large portion of the United States has probably never had real olive oil in their lives. Do you buy that? I think that's a shock me by my book thing.
I think all of this stuff is a little shock me by my book. I think there's a kernel of truth, but I think he may be exaggerating. I hope he's exaggerating. When I was in Italy, for my honeymoon, we went to a place that makes actual olive oil. And the coolest thing about this place is you walk in the door and it has a sign that said, established 1402 or whatever.
Yeah.
Like it's been in continuous operation for 500 years, 600 years. But they have one ingredient and it's olives. It's
fucking olives, dog.
And they put it in a press
what
and you watch it happen.
What else do you need? It's fucking olives.
And I tasted it and it's like, oh, this doesn't even taste like olive oil.
It's totally different, right?
Yeah, because it's fucking olive oil.
So I worked in an Italian restaurant in New York for a very long time.
Hmm.
To the point
Anthony
where I was...
Anthony worked in the...
And I worked up to the point of being manager there. Mm. Literally the way that you work up to being the manager of any restaurant, which is you're just there long enough and there's no one else.
Yeah.
And it was a bummer. It was a bummer when they made me manager because there's nothing I wanted to do less than be at that restaurant. But the restaurant was run by actual just like dudes who had immigrated from Italy. Like this was not, oh, I'm Italian American, or oh, I grew up in New York, and my family's Italian, and I knew these are guys who were like they ran several restaurants in Italy and then came over here. So I had a lot of the real stuff. Now, am I saying that we put the real stuff in our food? No, I'm not. I'm saying I had a lot of the real stuff.
Yeah.
Because they ate the real stuff.
Right.
But to do things economically at scale and run a restaurant and not go broke.
Yeah.
In the US, there is almost no way to do it. If you're trying to run a restaurant that is not $100 a plate.
But isn't this why we have an FDA? Isn't this why we have oversight? Isn't this what the whole idea is about, is make sure the shit that they tell us is the shit is the shit?
Sure. Well, the FDA is definitely all about, like, hey, you can't serve something, you can't serve food that isn't food.
Right.
You know, but this stuff is food.
But it's not the food they said it was.
It's not dangerous, and it's not dangerous, and it's not poison. That's what the FDA is here for. Hey, is that dangerous poison? No, it's just not the fish we said.
This can't be legal.
Yeah,
though.
All right.
Like, if these people were caught, right?
Well, so one of the things that they mention in this article and in the book is Red Lobster. Mm. Red Lobster had a lobster bisque that they were selling.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't lobster in it.
And when they were, tested this lobster
bisque, it was fake bisque.
Yeah, they used fake bisques. They didn't use, they said that they were using free range bisques.
No bisques? They actually used no bisques?
Now, number one, I have a lot of problems with eating bisque because they are just adorable.
Oh, a cute baby bisque.
I dare you to look into the, when people ask me, why are you a vegetarian, Anthony? I say, have you ever looked into the eyes of a baby bisque?
Oh my God. You just want to hug a baby bisque.
Yeah. It's just like, how do you do that? How do you look into the eyes of a baby bisque and then go home and just slurp up bisque?
Oh.
I'll tell you how.
It's so delicious.
You're a monster, is how.
Well, it's so delicious. The only thing more...
The cuter an animal is...
The more delicious it is.
The more delicious it is.
I've said this many times.
That's why the Furby disappeared in the late 90s.
That's right.
They were just so adorable, and they spoke an adorable language that we can understand. They were too smart and too adorable for their own good. We had to eat them
too
out
delicious.
Of existence.
Yeah.
We had to eat them out. We had no choice.
Yeah. First the Furby, then the bisque.
That's it.
What happens.
And that's why you see so few bisques. I mean, you used to be able to go outside when I was a kid and just see bisques running free.
Wild bisque.
Bisques and lightning bugs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were everywhere.
Not anymore.
Where are they?
I don't know. You can't find a bisque.
You can't find them. You can find it in my belly because they're delicious. No, so the lobster bisque that they tested was Langostino.
Hmm.
Langostino is a lobster-ish animal.
Maybe that's the solution to all of
lobster-ish.
This. Lobster-ish. Every menu just has ish on the end of everything.
Yeah, it's lobster-ish. Well, that's the thing, is they had to say finally, so Red Lobster's counter suit or argument in this suit was that Langostino is in the lobster family. It is technically a lobster. It's just not the lobster you thought you were getting. You pictured the wrong lobster. Is that on us?
That's not on us.
Is that on us that you have a narrow definition of lobster? Free your mind is what Red Lobster said.
A narrow definition of food is what it is.
Yeah.
I'll have the lobster dish. Oh, no, sorry. You misread that. It's lobster-ish.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted the lobster dish.
No,
we don't have
we
one.
We literally don't have that.
We have lobster-ish.
Are you illiterate? I want you to slow down, sound out your words, and order again. Okay. I'll have the... K-Rab, the lobster-ish,
yeah,
and you're just ordering Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly, that's what it is. I'll have the Suchet.
Now that could, in the middle of your dinner, evolve into a Sashinite. So we do like to warn our customers of that.
It's not a comfortable experience if you've already eaten it.
So they said, no, Langostino is a type of lobster. So now they have to say that it's made of a mix of lobsters in the description. But this is the sort of thing that's going on. Kobe beef. You haven't had Kobe beef. Fuck you if you thought you've had Kobe beef.
Yeah.
You've been lied to. This book is mostly talking about, or at least the article is mostly talking about New York, because this was a New York Post article. But, Olmsted says, like, in New York, there are maybe 2 steakhouses that actually get Kobe beef.
Mm.
2 steakhouses. You have probably never been to either one of them. One of them is a 212 steakhouse. That's like a $400 a plate steakhouse.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because Kobe beef, have you seen the size of Japan on a fucking map? Have you seen the size? Like,
it's
this
not,
is the thing.
Not big.
When people are like, I'm having all this fresh sushi and this amazing Kobe beef. Motherfucker, you can fit 18 Japans in my neighborhood. Japan is tiny as shit.
Yeah.
And here's the other, like, Kobe beef has to be raised, like, with enough room to roam, and it has to be treated right, and it has to be, like, be raised slowly, and it has to eat.
But
the fuck are you eating 18 Kobe beef sliders a week? You are turning a blind eye to this.
But there's the Kobe beef food truck. I'm sure they have actual Kobe beef
nothing
on the food
truck. Nothing but Kobe beef in that food truck.
I always assumed the Kobe beef was like champagne. Like, most of the time I'm drinking Prosecco, right? But I'll call it champagne because it's trying to be the same-ish.
Now, the trick is that you cannot Champagne is locked down.
Right.
You won't even see a restaurant call something champagne that isn't champagne.
A restaurant won't, but you'll
or
order.
You can't see it on the bottle. You can't see it on anything. But yeah, if you order champagne, they'll be like, what do you want champagne? It's like, well, we have this sparkling white. We have this.
We have
like,
Prosecco.
We have Prosecco. They're basically, when you say, what champagne do you have? And they say, we have Prosecco. That's them telling you, we don't have champagne.
Right. That's kind of how I thought Kobe beef was. Like, we'll call it Kobe beef. It's not
But the difference is the restaurant never calls it champagne. The restaurant will call it Kobe beef.
Right.
Because there isn't the reason they can't call it champagne is like champagne is litigious. The Champagne region of France is fucking litigious about that name.
Right.
Japan doesn't give a fuck what
Kobe Bryant doesn't care.
Kobe Bryant is allowed to do whatever he wants.
He's not going to litigate on that. He's got bigger things to do.
You can't force him to call himself Wagyu Bryant. Now, should you be able to? I say yes. I say we should have to force him to call himself Wagyu Bryant.
Yeah.
Because that's real.
That is real. That's legit.
That's only fair.
Yeah.
But no, like most of the Kobe beef you're eating is Wagyu beef, which is from a particular part of Japan.
Mm.
It's still good beef. It's better than we treat our beef.
Yeah.
So you are getting a better class of beef.
Well, that's kind of like saying, it's better than being an asshole to your beef.
Yeah.
We treat beef the worst of anything.
Yeah. We literally
destroy. Or maybe we treat pigs worse than beef.
I think we should just double down. And instead of being like, oh, this is grass-fed, because that's always bullshit anyway. And this is grass-fed, free-range beef. It's the highest quality beef. I think we should double down on how cruel we are to animals. And I think, like, when you go to a restaurant, it should just be like, you would not believe the way we treated this fucking beef.
Yeah, we do.
The shit we said to this beef to break down its self-esteem before we mercilessly slaughtered it.
Oh, that's why that's why they're so marbled.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
You can taste the fear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not fat. It's marbled with gristle from constantly being tensed.
Oh.
Its entire life.
Because
we would whisper murder words at it.
Oh, murder words.
All we would do is like get up in that beef's ear and be like, fucking beef, let me tell you something. I'm gonna slice your fucking throat, you beef.
Oh.
When you don't even realize it, you're worthless beef. You've never had a good thought in your life, you dumb fucking beef.
You know what though? I appreciate all that.
When
it
was sleeping, no, sir, you don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
When this beef was sleeping,
all right,
we would wake it up with loud shrieks and Norwegian black metal.
That's impressive.
Yeah. We would flash strobe lights randomly at this beef when it wasn't expecting it. We would leave this beef in the dark for 2 days so it would think that we abandoned it. We gave this beef Stockholm syndrome like you would not believe.
Wow, the beef actually enjoyed it at
this
a certain point?
This beef thought that we were God by the end.
You know, maybe not as much as that sounds great. Maybe not in the mood for beef. Tell me about the pork.
Fuck that pork. I hate that pork.
Uh-huh.
I've always hated that pork.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I went to school with that pork growing up, and we would make fun of it mercilessly at the back of the bus. We made this pork go to human school it was horribly outclassed. Pork can't be in human school. Pork can't keep up. All we would do is make fun of that pork for how dumb it was. Was it the pork's fault? No. And that's super sad. This pork had a sad life.
Oh, it does sound delicious.
Yeah.
I appreciate
want this
that.
Pork?
I kind of do want the pork.
Yeah.
Although, maybe the chicken?
I think we should just double down on it. If we can't fix the way that we treat food and that the way we actually raise our food, if we can't make that economically viable,
yeah.
I think we should just be proud of it and turn it into like we're like the horror murder meat capital of the world.
I think we are the horror meat capital.
Yeah, but we need to make that our brand.
Just own it.
Yeah, I bet Japan starts importing our beef.
There you go.
I need to eat some of this murder beef.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Does this scare you, Jeff, how much of the food that we eat is not what we thought it was going to be?
Yes. And this is one of those rare situations where I feel like ignorance is bliss. I just want to be blind to it. I would like someone to actually take up the cause and oversee this and sort it out.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, don't tell me.
No, and I mean, a lot of this is easily avoided by... you can buy actual olive oil if you look for the California Olive Oil Commission stamp.
Yeah.
Like, you can't buy something that says extra virgin or pure or legit or actual. All of those words mean lie. But if you buy something that says that is stamped by either the European Council or the American Council for Olive Oil, you'll get real olive oil. If you buy your food from the grocery store, if you cook your own food, you avoid a lot of this.
Yeah. Yeah, and I try to do that as much as I can. I just prefer to, like, just let me know by the state of my poops. Like, let my poops be the canary in the colon.
You know what I mean? Kind of a, yeah, kind of a Jiminy Cricket coming out of your ass.
Yeah, just, you know, it's, that's really the only way I want to know.
My ass conscience says that this was a bad meal.
I will,
always listen to your ass conscience.
Pardon me from the table. I must excuse myself to determine the quality of this meal.
I think it's a little spooky. I do. And it's a bummer that we've gotten to the point where it's like, I don't know, you can't trust like what you're eating, and what you're eating is how your body is your body.
And I hate to put it in this context, but the reason for this is capitalism.
Yeah.
It's because these guys are just trying to make the most money they can. And so,
or any money, we've gotten to a point where these margins are so, like, you should,
well, that's true too.
We should be paying, you know, $10-$15 for a hamburger everywhere
that's
we
true.
Go, but there's no way to make people yeah. pay that.
When you can buy a cheeseburger for 39 cents, chances are it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not Kobe beef.
And it's a bummer because it puts it in a place where, like, our food, decent food, can only be eaten by people who are wealthy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Great. So I'm poor and I'm forced to be unhealthy.
Yeah.
Cool work, economics.
And don't get me started on how this all relates to throwing away things that are perfectly good. The whole economy of the way food is destroyed because of expiration dates and it doesn't look pretty enough and all that shit.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all trash.
It's a messed up system.
It really is.
Which is making me so hungry.
God, I could really go for just all the sushi right now.
I could crush some white tuna.
This is the weirdest thing, is like talking about all this really does at a fundamental level, because we're just organic animal machines.
Yeah.
Talking about how bad our food is just makes you go like, man, I could really go for some just crappy food right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, man. Just give me all that
give
ass
me a
blaster.
Fucking, yeah. Give me a fake burger and a McFlurry. I don't know. How do you guys feel about this? We'd love to hear about how you feel about the state of food and what you do about it, if anything, or if you even care. You can tweet at us. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can, you know what? I'd like you to hashtag those ass conscience. I would.
Yeah.
I really would. Oh, and hey, did you know that we released another video episode last week?
Yes, we did.
We are getting on the video episode train. You should go watch those. They're at youtube.com/wehaveconcernsshow. We're also going to be premiering a new animation this week on that very channel.
Oh, my goodness. We're working toward that animation goal on Patreon. You can help support that by going to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
We love you. Try to eat only plants if you can. or not.
Let your ass be your guide.
Always let